This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Confrontation at UCLA.
We've got a line of protesters. They're trying to push them out of here.
Arizona abortion law repealed.
A couple of Republican lawmakers crossed the aisle.
Back on the campaign trail.
Ready for a big victory on November 5th.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A campus showdown at UCLA. Police this morning began raiding a pro-Palestinian protest encampment hours after warnings were issued to clear out. Here's John Baird of affiliate KNX.
They're trying to clear the whole area, but there are numbers of protesters being defiant and asking others to hold the line. Every so often, then the police start inching forward again, and they're doing it right now. They're moving in my direction. I'm trying to stay out of this thing. We've got a line of protesters who are backing up with a police line, pushing them. They're trying to push them out of here. The police set off flashbang. They meant business. They came in. They want to clear the camp. The supporters are chanting and screaming and cursing at the officers. But police have their batons in their hands and are kind of using them to push them back.
Arizona's governor plans to sign a bill today that repeals an 1864 abortion ban that was revived by a court last month. CBS's Janet Shamlian watched as lawmakers took final action.
Votes of 16 ayes, 14 nays.
The state's Republican-controlled Senate narrowly voted to repeal an 1864 law that bans almost all abortions. Two Republican senators joined 14 Democrats to reverse the law after the repeal barely cleared the state House last week. The Civil War-era law bans all abortions except if the mother's life is in danger. The repeal allows the state's 15-week abortion limit, enacted before Roe v. Wade was overturned, to remain state law. Even if signed today, the repeal will not take effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends.
A day after he was fined and found in contempt of court, former President Trump got a boost from his supporters. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on a day of campaigning ahead of what could be more sanctions from the judge.
Trump was back on the stump in two key battleground states, Wisconsin and Michigan.
I'm being indicted for you.
But it was the issue of abortion that was front and center as Trump touted his role in overturning Roe versus Wade.
And we were able to do that.
Trump's comments come after a Time magazine interview where he said it's up to states whether to monitor women's pregnancies or prosecute them for having an abortion.
The states decide on abortion. People are absolutely thrilled with the way that's going on.
But poll after poll shows a majority of Americans oppose the Supreme Court's decision ending federal abortion protections, and Democrats see an opening.
Under Donald Trump, it would be fair game for women to be monitored and punished by the government.
That's why Vice President Harris was in Florida, where access to most abortion services now ends after 6 weeks. before women often know they're pregnant.
More rains expected in southeast Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports parts of that area are already seeing record flooding.
We're keeping an eye on the San Jacinto River. Homes near the river were surrounded by high water. The river crested just above 70 feet, and a sensor about 30 miles north of Houston breached major flood stage for the first time in about 5 years. In some of these low-lying areas, a few residents and their pets needed to be rescued by emergency crews.
An advisor to Israel's prime minister confirms to CBS News that the country will push ahead with a military move in Rafah, despite pleas from hostage families to hold off. Hamas says it's considering the latest proposal for a Gaza ceasefire.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
A day of anguish and eventual relief in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, where police say they shot and killed a teenager with a gun who was outside a middle school. He was not able to enter the building with the weapon. Kristen Malone is the mother of two fifth graders.
I just can't believe that this has happened here. You know, you always see these things happen, but you don't think it's going to happen to your students.
WNBA star Brittany Griner says she thought about killing herself more than once during her first few weeks in a Russian jail after her arrest in 2022. Griner told ABC News conditions were difficult.
The mattress had a huge blood stain on it, and they give you these thin two sheets, so you're basically laying on bars. From middle of my shin to my feet, stuck through the bars. You don't really want to stick your leg and arm through bars. Someone go up and grab it, break it.
Griner was eventually freed in a prisoner swap. Her memoir will be released next week. Federal tests indicate pasteurization inactivates bird flu in milk and other dairy products. And the Agriculture Department says tests of ground beef at retail stores have come back negative for bird flu. And the government's ordered a recall of 16,000 pounds of ground beef sold at Walmart stores for possible E. coli contamination. A new Biden administration plan out today calls for a $3 billion investment to replace all lead pipes in the U.S. over the next decade. White House climate advisor Ali Zadi.
The public health implications of these lines persisting in our infrastructure are massive. Developmental delays, impacts on well-being and flourishing for our children well into adulthood.
Well, space is limited, costs are higher. CBS's Nancy Chen says that's often the story as parents look to get their kids into summer camp.
Jamie Adursky depends on camp for childcare each summer.
How much is camp?
And made this popular TikTok.
Oh, that's $5,000. $5,000?
Adursky says even costs for her neighborhood rec center have become too pricey.
I've heard of people saying, I lost a job because I couldn't afford camp.
Tom Rosenberg heads the American Camp Association.
Many industries are impacted by inflation, and camp is no exception.
Rosenberg says if needed, parents should ask about financial aid, along with payment plans. There's also the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit, which could offset up to $3,000 of summer camp costs per child.
I just wish that there were more options for everybody.
Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Pioneering rock and roll guitarist Duane Eddy has died. He produced a deep twangy sound that influenced George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, and others. John Fogerty called him the first guitar god. Duane Eddy was 86.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Here's evidence a simple thank you can mean a lot.
Thank you so much. Beyonce may be one of the biggest musicians on the planet, but she's also the most grateful. That's according to a new study that clocked the number of times celebrities use words of thanks in their acceptance speeches. I put that on my mama. Victoria Monet, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and Carrie Underwood also made the top 10.
Wow. Thank you so much, members of the Academy.
Tim Robbins was the most thankful actor.
Thank you.
Viola Davis, a close second. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Topps, the baseball card people, struck a deal for a card with Matt Hilton. He's never played in the big leagues, but the Arizona pest control man got a lot of thank yous the other night, getting rid of a bee swarm before the D-backs-Dodgers game. Hilton's autographing the cards. They're only available through today at $8.99 each. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.